Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Grabarkiewicz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Brock Pemberton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Webb. Pitching for the New York Mets, Hank Webb. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool, who is chasing the ball. Monday reaches third base with a triple. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. There goes Cardenal trying to get to third. Cranepool throws the ball into Martinez, who relays the ball to Garrett, who tags Cardenal for the out. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Webb. Morales moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball four. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz strikes out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham bunts, foul, towards first. Pemberton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton hits a pop-up towards third. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales is hit by the pitch. Kessinger moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Morales moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabarkiewicz strikes out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonham moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonham moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pemberton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0 for 2 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Dunn moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Dave Schneck pinch hits for Hank Webb. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Dyer moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Grabarkiewicz covering, for the out. Dyer moves to third. Schneck moves to second. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyer scores. Schneck scores. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pemberton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dunn hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a pop-up towards third. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bonham. Hahn moves to second. Ken Frailing now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grabarkiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams pinch hits for Ken Frehling. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone pinch runs for Billy Williams. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to third. Monday moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche fires to first and has Pemberton trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger who tags Pemberton for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton bunts in front of the plate. Dyer throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Staub throws it back to Martinez, who tags the runner out. Tyrone moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Dunn is walked intentionally. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tyrone tags and scores. Dunn tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grabarkiewicz is walked intentionally. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunn scores. Grabarkiewicz moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing right field. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to second. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyer scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.